This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. Iranians went to the polls in a presidential election tipped in the hardliners' favor Friday. We get more from AP correspondent John Gambrell.
It's a contest between four contenders, but really the race boils down to a contest between just two of them. The first is Ibrahim Raisi. He's the hardline judiciary chief who's supported by Iran's supreme leader and is looked as almost a protege to Ali Khamenei. The second is Abdel Nasser Hamati. He is the former central bank chief under President Hassan Rouhani, Iran's relatively moderate current president. But as of right now, it appears that the race is really Raisi's to win. Polling data suggests that it will only be a 44% turnout of the 59 million eligible voters in Iran. I'm John Gambrell for the Associated Press in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
The UN General Assembly unanimously elected Antonio Guterres to a second term as Secretary General on Friday, giving him another 5 years at the helm of the 193-member organization. His re-election comes as a deeply divided world faces numerous conflicts, the growing impact of climate change, and a pandemic still circling the globe.
Our biggest challenge, and at the same time our greatest opportunity, is to use this crisis as a chance to turn things around, to pivot to a world that learns its lessons, recovers fairer, greener, and more sustainably, and forges ahead with much more effective global cooperation to address global concerns.
Guterres was the only candidate nominated by a UN member state, his home country Portugal, where he previously served as prime minister. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization voiced alarm Friday at surging COVID-19 cases across Africa. With the spread of new, more contagious variants, even as vaccination rates remain dangerously low. According to WHO data, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Africa rose to more than 116,500 in the week ending June 13th. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO Emergency Response Program.
And it is very clear that there are strong signals coming from Africa and from the African region of WHO that the disease is on the rise, the impact is rising. We need to move quickly to support those systems and get the most vulnerable people vaccinated.
Ryan warned across the continent the trajectory was pointing straight up, with more than 100% increases in a range of countries and more than 50% in others. A poll shows many Americans are relaxing virus-related restrictions and getting back to pre-pandemic life, though some worry it's happening too fast. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds majorities of people who used to eat out or go to games and movies before the pandemic are doing it all again. About a third of people in the survey think restrictions have been lifted too fast. Here in Washington, David Story calls it a leap of faith.
I'm pretty comfortable with what's going on, but I still got my mask just to be on the safe side.
The poll finds far fewer Americans are still wearing masks.
Kind of a habit for me to put it back on.
Alicia Walter keeps hers close, but is getting more comfortable without it.
Nice to see people's faces again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Food Program is warning tens of millions of people, mainly in Africa, are teetering on the brink of famine because of conflict, climate shocks, and economic downturn due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Food Agency estimates more than 270 million people, most of them in Africa and the Middle East, are acutely food insecure, with millions at risk of starving to death. Without immediate emergency food aid, World Food Program spokesman Thompson Feary warns the slightest shock will push those extremely vulnerable people over the cliff into famine. Theory says the WFP is targeting its food assistance program to 139 million people in countries at particular risk, including Ethiopia, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Sudan, and Syria. He says the WFP will need $5 billion to carry out the mammoth operation this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.